This is Anna Klein. I'm a composer living in the Hudson Valley, and this is my choice of women composers through history for Women's History Month on WMHT. 31 composers for the 31 days of March. March 4th. Maddalena Lombardini CMN, virtuoso inheritor of the great Tartini, who composed the first violin concertos that we have by a woman. Born in 1745 into impoverished Venetian nobility, she was enrolled at seven into one of the girls' orphanages in Venice, San Lazzaro, which still has its elaborate metal grille that screened the girls performing from the gaze of the audience. Clearly, she excelled at violin, because by the time she was 14, she was already teaching, and having arrived at the limit that San Lazzaro could offer, she approached the great Tartini, the greatest virtuoso of the age. She wrote to him, asking to be taken on as his student, letters that still exist, and he did take her on, and she had lessons with him on and off, traveling from Venice to Padua for years. To be freed from the orphanages, you had to marry, and this she did at the age of 22, becoming henceforth Madame Seaman. But the record does not stop there. He too was a violinist, and they immediately embarked upon a grand tour of the continent, first to Dresden, where they had an appointment at court, then on to Paris, where she became the star of the Concert Spirituel, then London, 200 concerts straight. Then Catherine the Great heard about her, and so in the 1780s, off they were to St. Petersburg. And that is not all. In 1770, she published her Opus 1, a collection of string trios. Highly virtuosic violin duets followed. String quartets, when they were still in their infancy, the first collection after Haydn. And those violin concertos she was playing were her own, no fewer than six, the first we have by a woman, admired by the Mozarts, and so popular they occasioned a storm of transcriptions to play at home. The Lyre of Orpheus, they called her. Her husband gave up performing to work as her manager, and when she had a baby girl in 1771, it was he who stayed behind to care for her at home. Maddalena Lombardini Seaman, 1745 to 1818. I'm Anna Klein, written and produced by Charlotte Wilson for WMHT.